Bro, it is Thursday
Bro.
night. You are listening to the Destro Show on Cabin Radio. We are here with my homie Blue. How are you, my friend?
I am good, you.
Bro, it's been a crazy week. As everybody knows, from social media and from elsewhere, I've been in New York this week for
Yes.
WrestleMania week. So it's been pretty wild. How's things back home?
Everything's good. Really getting hot weather back home in the north.
That's good, man. Finally, that's what we need. Awesome, man. So you saw WrestleMania.
Yes.
What was your favorite match?
Man, triple threat main event.
Yeah, hey, that was a good one. That was a wicked one there. I got to watch that one there. What did you think of that pin ending though, man?
God, that was just a botch right off the bat.
I mean, like, you could tell they had a very specific ending they wanted for that match.
Yeah.
But the fact that her shoulders got lifted up for a second, they should have restarted the pin.
That should have been correct.
Like, I don't know. But honestly, though, like I said, I had a pretty amazing week. We'll get back into WrestleMania, the card. But, bro, man, fan access was crazy.
Think I've seen that. I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, unbelievable time, man. I think, like, I got to meet so many wrestlers. There were some of the younger ones, some NXT guys, some UK guys, some of the more established ones. But all in all, man, it was a crazy experience. Something that I definitely recommend that any wrestling fan out there be a part of, because it blew my
Yeah.
mind. It was amazing. Oh, so what do you think of TakeOver there, Blue? What was your favorite match from TakeOver?
Walter versus Pete Dunne.
Oh, that was so beautiful, right?
Oh God, those chops to the chest, come on.
Yeah, it was just awful. And that athleticism they showed in that match was really good, man. I really enjoyed that high-hitting match, hard-hitting match for sure.
That's true.
Oh, man, it was so good. And watching it live there, we were 5 rows from the back, so you could just hear every chop. You could just see everything going on. And it gives you a real perspective because we were there. And you're just a part of it all, and you can just see it happening right in front of you. Oh man, what did you think about Shayna Baszler retaining her title?
I thought she was gonna drop it. To be truthful, drop it, move up to main roster.
Yeah, exactly. Who do you think should be the women's champion then?
I gotta see Kairi Sane one more time.
I think Kairi Sane needs it too. Especially, it'd be so cool to see her going into WrestleMania next year with the women's title there and have like that big
Yep.
pirate ship, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, it'd be a good one for sure, man. It'd be a good one for sure. So let's talk Hall of Fame for a second here, man. Oh my gosh, you saw the clips, of course, right, Blue?
I watched the whole thing on WWE Network.
Oh, you watched it all live?
Yep.
Bro, man. I don't know what it ever would go across somebody's mind to think they could do something like that to anybody. Not even just a legend, not even a 61-year-old man, not even a stroke survivor, but just unbelievable.
I was shocked at like how he got that far and how he got that quick.
Yeah, well, you could tell he was being chased by security, so he must have hopped, over the boards like for hockey. And that was a different format they used too. Hey, they had the stage for the ring was the stage. And I don't know, man. Good on those guys though. I heard that what's his name there?
Barry Wilder.
Travis Brown was there. He helped out, and then Dash Wilder with that big hit, that
Yeah, I saw
huge
that
hit.
on YouTube clips.
So now, I don't know, man. Like, I think Dash Wilder was kind of out of line there in a way because they already had it under control. He was already getting pounded up by everybody else that was already dogpiling him, and they had him and they were bringing him out. And I get it, everybody was emotional, but I think Dash Wilder was out of line.
That is true.
I mean, yes, this guy, this jobber MMA fighter, he got really pound up. And looking at those mugshots afterwards, that's hilarious, man. Yeah. But what do you think about China getting inducted? That was pretty nice, hey?
She deserves it. I got to give it to the fans and everyone else in the WWE. She deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. She totally does. DX did a great job. I love the little digs against AEW. Triple H is such a dick. Triple H is such a dick.
I know, especially when I heard All In, I was like, yep. AEW's on the map now.
Exactly, man. Exactly. No, they've got a lot of stuff to do. I mean, look at Jim Ross. They signed Jim Ross. That's crazy.
That is true. I was laughing during that segue.
Yep, that was good too. And you saw that, not to jump around too much, but Ric Flair is headlining the next Jericho Cruise.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. He's the guest of honor for the next Jericho Cruise. They got Hall and Nash on there. I don't know, man. It's crazy.
And I can bring up a G1 supercard because of Enzo and Big Cass. You heard about that too?
I did. Did you watch the G1 or what?
No, I couldn't watch it. I was watching Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah, but Enzo and Cass running in on the G1 there and beating up Bully Ray and stuff.
Yeah, I seen the clips of the front row who were recording.
Yeah.
And I just heard swearing words just like crazy from those two. It's like, oh my God.
Do you think it was real or do you think it was a work?
I think it was a work, to be sure.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that if Enzo's involved, if Cass is involved, it's got to be, they had permission. Everybody knew it was going to happen. It was just a way to get them on the show.
I think the main story is like Bully Ray or Bubba Ray, whatever you call him now, or the Briscoes were like, is this a work or what?
Yeah, it's good though. They're trying to keep that element of reality into it, right?
Yeah.
Keep people guessing anyways. So what do you think of Ronda Rousey losing the belts?
Oh, WrestleMania after all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be title for title, but after that screwy finish, I think we're going to have something big soon.
Hopefully so, man. Hopefully so. What do you think about that first match at WrestleMania there, Brock versus Seth Rollins?
I thought it was going to be honest, later on tonight. It just caught me off guard. I was expecting AJ Styles versus Randy Orton to open up WrestleMania.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, I like that. I like the fact that Paul Heyman was like, look, if we're not on last, we're on first and we're getting out of here. And yeah. What a weird match, though, you know? Like, I think Brock Lesnar, he's a genius, man. Like, just the way that they've made this again. Remember how he fought Goldberg and he made him, like, you know, he made him famous over that little squash?
Yeah.
This was crazy, man. I loved how they just three stomps, man. Three curb stomps, man. Oh, it was
after
beautiful.
That, the referee practically rolled out the ring.
Yeah, that for real.
Blow.
Yep. What did you think of the Elias segment?
Oh my God, John Cena's a heel now. Perfect.
I heard from very reliable sources that it's a one and done, though. Like, he came back especially for WrestleMania to be Dr. Thugonomics, and the next time we see him, he's just going to be John Cena again.
Man.
I know. I'm pretty upset too because it was pretty awesome. That was an amazing segment, man.
Brutal what he was just rapping about Elias. I was like, come on, give the guy a break now.
Failed wrestling experiment or whatever. Ouch, man. Ouch. Ouch. No, he really burned Elias good, man. If you guys are out there, if you guys are watching, listening to this clip here, definitely go out and check WrestleMania because that was a crazy show. It got nuts.
Yes, it was.
But it got even crazier the next night on Raw. Elias comes out and he says, the next person to interrupt me is going to be a dead man.
I was happy when he said that next, you know,
bonkers, man. We went nuts, dude. It was crazy wild, man.
Fuck.
Oh my gosh. We were just screaming at each other. It was hilarious. And I honestly, Shane McMahon on Tuesday night, he really had me thinking that CM Punk was going to show up, man.
I thought so too. I was like, no way, this is a joke.
It was too much. You know what Shane should do now is just troll everybody by changing his music to Cult of Personality.
Mm-hmm.
If he changes his music to CM Punk's music, he could totally swerve everybody on this, man. Oh my gosh. So dude, I actually I went to Access, I met Tennille, that was so bomb. I got to meet D'Lo Brown, I got pictures with him. Godfather. Yeah. I went to Joey Ryan. I got a photo with Joey. I asked him to be on the show. And he said he doesn't like doing kind of those kind of podcasts and stuff, like interviews.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's fair. But man, what a week. I met Buff Bagwell too. That was pretty dope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my buddy Kevin Nash, got to talk with Nash. It was nice. I actually got to talk with Kevin Nash for a bit because it was kind of quiet at his table for a while.
Yeah.
So I actually got to sit down with him and actually have a little bit of chat. That was nice, man, because he's one of those legends, you know, from like childhood that just will always be there, man. I mean,
that's true.
Like him or not, man, Diesel was a part of my childhood for sure. So that's why I love meeting him. Yeah, love it, man. Love it. But then, what's that?
Bret Hartson, how was he when you met him?
Oh, Bret was in great, man. So here's the thing is, I'm friends with Trevor the Hitman guy, right? Trevor from Red Deer. And he's met Bret Hart so many times over the last, like, you know, 15, 20 years or whatever, right? So he's been watching and following Bret Hart very closely. And, you know, after Bret's stroke and after all the things that have happened to him, he wasn't very happy for a long time, right? He was actually pretty unhappy for a while, I guess. So that's why it was really cool that this weekend here, Bret was having an amazing weekend. He was smiling. He was really upbeat. Everything was going good until Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then with the attack again, you know, like a fan came into the ring and attacked him mid-speech, tackled down a 61-year-old man. That's crazy. I don't know, man.
I was surprised he recovered, just made everyone laugh after that.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know what I mean? And he even put in a statement. He just said, hey, you know, it was what it was, but I'm still here. I'm still kicking and things are going good. And don't let it take away from the fact that Jim Neidhart is now in the Hall of Fame, you know?
That's true.
That's so rad, man. That's so rad. Who is your next pick? Who would you put in the Hall of Fame next?
Oh, man, I want to say it, but Owen Hart.
Yes, dude, yes. Man, Owen, please, Martha. I know Martha's listening to our show right now.
I know, but... That's his home, man. That's where he belongs to.
It is. You know, Owen was put into the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame this year, which is independent from WWE. Not the WWE Hall of Fame, but the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So a lot of people consider that to be the true Hall of Fame because it is about wrestling and wrestlers. There's no celebrities and there's no gimmick this or who made us more money. You know what I mean? It's just about pro wrestling talent. So I think that's amazing. Yeah. But bro, man, just to break off a bit from wrestling here, just for a sec here, man, I got to go to Nintendo New York, which is like their the headquarters store.
Oh.
All my photos are in that album, bro. You got to go look through my album because it was nuts. They have every Nintendo machine ever made. It was on display in that place. They had Nintendo Switch games you could play. They had, there's a Game Boy that was in the Gulf War. Like in the Middle East, and it got exploded. It was in a truck that it blew up. This thing still plays Tetris. It's melted and it still plays Tetris on the screen because the screen's not broken.
Holy shit.
I know, they have it plugged in there at Nintendo. It was crazy to see, man. It was nuts. And then they got like Peach's crown and her little scepter or whatever and her glove. I thought that was pretty cool. Now, there's a lot going on there, man. I got to go to 30 Rock, too, where they shoot, like, that show 30 Rock and SNL and Tonight's Show, all the NBC shows. So that was really cool to be there, man. It just made me feel like I want to big things. I want to get big things going here and get us up to that level, you know?
Yeah.
My gosh, man. But, yeah, so in another thing here, I'm just jumping around. I don't really have a call sheet in front of me. Our buddy, Kid Cyrus from Monster Pro Wrestling in Edmonton, he lost his title, man. He lost his title. He got put up in a no DQ match, and there was interference, and that heel bastard fucking, I forgot his other name now, the guy that beat him, but he lost the belt to him, man. I told him, I said, man, this could happen, bro. This guy's, you beat him 3 times in a row now. He's going to come back and fight dirty, and he did.
Yeah.
Darn it anyways, you know? Darn it anyways. But while we're talking about pro wrestling, indie pro wrestling, so we're talking to Marty Mad Dog Sugar from BC about coming up to Inuvik to put on a wrestling camp, dude.
That's insane.
I know, man. We're looking at maybe October, I think. I want to do it over a week or so, maybe just a couple days and then a weekend. You know, like learn promos, learn mic skills, and then learn some fundamental mats, like how to bump and just basic moves so that we could start like training on our own, right?
That's true.
Because there's a bunch of guys, man. Like, I'm thinking I'd charge $100, $150 a pop so we could pay Marty. And then we can get him up there on the airfare. We can get a sponsor for it. And we just do it on the gym mats. We don't have an actual ring yet. And then what we can do is, once we have that foundation, we can start building a promotion with wrestlers in it. And we can actually start fundraising for, like, events and then get an actual ring.
That's true, man.
Bro, I'm so excited about this, dude. But speaking about bro,
Matt Riddle.
Dude, amazing. We were at Access, and I saw that Matt Riddle was doing a signing, and I was like, that line's kind of long, and it's probably going to move slow, but I want to meet Matt Riddle, man. And he was the nicest dude. He was so cool. I went up and he was like, bro. And I called him the king of bros. And he said, no, I'm the original bro now because the king of kings didn't like me being the king of bros.
Oh, no, Triple H.
I know. I was like, what? So he's like, yeah, for real, bro. So we fucking shook hands and I was like, yo, man, the guy was taking a picture of us. And I said, hey, Matt, would it be cool if you held the camera and took the selfie? And he's like, yeah, bro.
Wow.
So he took one picture of us smiling. And then he says, all right, bro, be sexy, bro. And I just like, so that's why in my album we have two photos together. It's because he snapped two different pictures, man. I wish I took a video. I didn't think of it taking any videos with these guys, man. I was just so like just mind blown by the time you get up there.
Yeah.
And the one thing too is they wouldn't let you use your phone for video pictures or anything when you were meeting the other stars. So you just had to kind of do your thing, get the professional photos, which are really nice professional photos. But I would have loved to just have some selfie videos again this year.
Oh yeah.
And of course the big noticeable. The big missing link here at WrestleCon was definitely the Elite. No Bucks, yep. No Kenny, no Cody. Man, it was crazy.
Man, I bet it just felt quiet there too.
It was kind of good. They had kind of a good atmosphere, but it was definitely more laid back than it was before.
Yeah.
Big shout out though to Fandu Belts, man. My boys at Fandu Belts hooked me up huge with this Red Strap Classic tag, bro.
Oh my god.
It's crazy. It's exactly like what the Revival wants, man. A red strap for Raw, but the classic tag shields, man. I love it.
Wow.
And this new Winged Eagle, man, this is two belts I'm bringing home now. I'm a triple crown champion again, buddy. Man, it has been an incredible week here. It was so tiring though because we're 2 hours ahead of home. Right now I'm only an hour ahead of you, so it's like 9:44. But when I was in New York, I was 2 hours ahead. So imagine Raw ends for us at 9. Well, now it ends for us at 11 local time. And then, of course, everybody wants to go out for a bit after, right?
Yeah.
And then so that's about 12:30. It's already 1 o'clock. So what ended up happening was after SmackDown, like the trains to get out as far, because if I was staying downtown, it wouldn't have been a problem. But I was staying with a friend of mine, Jammers, and he lives just outside of actual New York City, just in a different city.
Yeah.
In like a, they call it the tri-state area. But it's like, it's just outside of actual New York.
All right.
And so it's like an hour-long train ride to get to Grand Central Station. Sorry, it's a half-hour train ride to get to Grand Central Station. And then from there, I got a bus to either Barclays Center for Raw and SmackDown and NXT, or to Brooklyn for Access, or to Jersey for WrestleMania. It was a lot of traveling, dude. It was a lot of traveling, a lot of late nights. Like, I would get home at 2 or 3 in the morning and then be up at 8 o'clock in the morning to get ready to get back on the buses to get back downtown for the rest of the stuff.
Jeez.
Like, I'm operating on maybe no sleep right now, bro. This is why I'm so happy I have a couple days.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty nutso. But speaking of nutso, dude, the rain after WrestleMania was friggin' horrible, man. So WrestleMania, 70,000 people, a lot of those people got there by bus.
Yeah.
Lots of them got there by bus. But WrestleMania ran late, and I guess nobody told the bus company, or the transit of New York, that, hey, you guys got to be ready for a lot of fucking people coming out of Jersey here at like midnight. So at 12:30, we got out to the buses, and there was at least thousands of people in line, bro. So that wasn't too bad. The line sucked. But then halfway through the lineup, it started pouring rain.
Oh, my God.
Like, by the time we got to the bus, I was so soaking wet, you could grab my sweater and wring it out like you were doing old-time laundry.
Oh, man.
Crazy, bro. I tell you, man. This thing was just like, what? Oh, man. No, but, like, honestly, bro, we got to do a trip sometime soon here, even just a house show or something. Because I know that I know I told my wife that I'm doing one wrestling trip a year here, and I think we know what wrestling trip that's going to be. And but I mean, I love it, man. I love it. That's why I want to involve the family more in it too, you know, and get them to come out to these things. Because, man, New York was fun, but it would have been so much better with my family there, you know?
Yeah.
So one thing I meant is I'm still down here in Winnipeg for a week. So I still have a week worth of meetings and stuff and being away from home. Like, so I'm, well, I'm back on Monday, but I mean, still, that's almost like, that's 5 days or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
No, it's exhausting, man. It's exhausting for sure. But I didn't get to check out any of the indie shows. I didn't see any indie wrestling while I was there. It was all just WWE shows. So, I mean, I missed out on a lot of really cool stuff. It looked like some pretty big spots and things happened at G1, even at Impact.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though, man. Big congrats out to everybody there. I got to chat with Rosemary and Allie really quick while I was at WrestleCon.
Lucky.
I know, bro. It's cool. Allie, I congratulated her on AEW. You know, Rosemary's very happy. She re-signed with Impact. Things are going really good there for her. And that's it. That's the big news, man, is that very quickly here, probably next week even, as close as that, I'm going to be talking to Rosemary here for the program. She's going to be on the show, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm so pumped for that one, man. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a super big one. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, man. No, but so much is happening here, Raw, and there's going to be a superstar shakeup next week too, man.
That's true.
It's going to be nuts. Who's going to go where? Who's going where? Are they going to split up factions? I mean, I don't know. They could. But so let's get to the big now and now. Now that we're rounding up here to this conversation. Yep. Kofi Kingston, Kofi Mania. What are your thoughts?
I was happy.
What are your thoughts?
Happy is a new day when Zuko was hit on the mat.
Yep. That was beautiful, man. I couldn't even believe it. It was like they gave us everything we wanted.
It was good pace wrestling, too, between Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston.
Totally was. You know, Kofi can put on great matches, man.
That's true.
And it just shows you, like, now we live in a world where Kofi Kingston is our champion. And now they're forced, the WWE, Vince McMahon, is forced to let him wrestle the matches that he can do. That he's skilled to do, that he's oh my gosh, I can't even say enough. I was tearing up, we got goosebumps, everybody was freaking out, man. It's crazy, dude. Okay, what did you think about Alexa Bliss's WrestleMania moment finger snap?
No.
And we're gonna leave it at that.
I just don't like the guy. I do not like Terry Bollea or Hulk Hogan or whatever his name is. I just don't like the guy. No comment on that guy. No.
Okay. Fair enough. There was like, did you see that meme where they said Alexa Bliss is like Thanos because she snapped her fingers and half of the audience left?
No. I never seen that one.
Oh, it's brutal, man. That's brutal. Oh, man. Listen, Blue Man, I'm so happy to be talking with you. I called you a bunch of times during Mania. I love you, brother, man. I wish you could have been here with me, man. And I'm sucks that we're not together, even to watch WrestleMania together. It's always a fun time watching wrestling with you, brother.
Thanks, bro.
Listen, man, you take care of yourself. Everybody out there listening, the Destro Show, Cabin Radio. I'm here in Winnipeg for the week, recuperating from a wild-ass New York WrestleMania week. Blue, what do you got to say to the crowd, buddy?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just I hope you enjoyed WrestleMania as I did and does too. Just take care now and be safe.
Awesome. All right. Peace out, you guys. Blue, that's it. All right. WrestleMania recap. This has been Destro Show Cabin Radio. We are here, Blue and Destro. Good times, good times.
All right.